Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Going In Raw is now a CastBox original. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can still listen to Going In Raw wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you can be listening to right here at youtube.com/ Steve and Larson. Available wherever fine podcasts are. Be sure to hit that subscribe button. We'll notify bell next to it if you're watching us on YouTube. There's been a big kerfuffle on Twitter. I actually got some feedback from some YouTube subs yesterday. There's actually a pretty big contingent of people who are like, nah, I kind of prefer hitting the bell and dictating my own future,
That's
my
fine.
Own destiny.
That's fine. That's fine.
I kind of wonder if YouTube has done, I imagine they have. They've got a lot of money, did like, you know, some focus group testing surveys.
I would suspect they
you would
thought.
Think they wouldn't just go with like, well, we figure they'd like it this way. But anyways, go ahead and hit that notify bell if you want your Going In Raw notifications. We do upload pretty much every day now, sometimes twice a day.
Yeah.
We're also available wherever fine podcasts are, including now CastBox. If you're paying attention last episode, we have this great new partnership with CastBox. We ask that you check it out. And, you know, hit the subscribe button for Going In Raw on the CastBox app. I like it a lot.
Yeah, me too.
And also leave us a comment on there. It's a really great little thing. You leave a comment and tell us how much you either love us or completely hate us. I don't really care.
Yeah.
Activity is activity.
Exactly.
All press is good press? Probably not. Not anymore.
No.
Bad press can really hurt you.
Oh, yes.
We're also available on the Patreon at patreon.com/ Steve and Larson. We've got 58 friendos watching this podcast as a live stream. All of our recaps are available as live streams, complete with pre-shows and post-shows and goofy banter about all sorts of crap.
And today is chat trivia.
Chat trivia. We had a question earlier if somebody asked if the last week's chat trivia prize has been sent out. The answer is no, they're right here. I'll get that done. I have so much stuff to send out. I still have like, I don't know, a bunch of $20 Patreon Friendo care packages that have to go out from last month.
Yeah.
That I am absolutely, whenever we travel, it takes like 3 weeks of our lives away.
We don't travel
basically.
Well, man.
We don't travel
Once
efficiently
we get into our
or well.
Routine, if that routine in any way is interrupted, it just our life is just
throws everything off,
torn
forever.
Asunder.
Yeah, so I'm definitely gonna get on getting the, they're all packaged. I just have to get on stamps.com and start doling out the stamps.
If you need any help, just let me know.
It wouldn't. I appreciate it. I know you offer that, and that's really fun. But it doesn't. It's not gonna help. I have a system.
Yeah,
and maybe when we get in the office, like the first Friday of every month, we'll sit
take
down
a couple
together,
hours and do stuff.
We'll figure something out together. And then we're also on
Let me
pro
listen
wrestling.
To some music and share new music with each other. We don't do that anymore.
Speaking of the, did we ever share new music?
Well,
with each
like
other?
You know, one of us would get in the other person's car and play something.
Oh,
like,
sure,
oh, that's neat.
On the way to AR,
we
or something.
Don't do that anymore.
No, yeah. Well, let's do that. And then check this out: the Friendo care package. I got it right here for the $20 patrons up. The ones that
come on. Oh, it did work
right there. I was going to say my thing first. So there's the comic book. And going from left to right, there's the comic book. There's 30, like, I think it's like 32, was it 40 pages? It's a really long comic book.
32. It's a new Stephen
Larson.
Is
it 32?
I think it's 32. It's a new Stephen Larson adventure that can only happen in the pages of a comic book. It would cost way too much money to make it to a movie.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, all the money. And then in the middle there is three stickers, my face, your face, and the Going In Raw logo. And then you have a postcard there at the bottom right. And then above that, of course, you've got Mecha Santa and Top Notch.
Yeah.
They're on a single, you don't get two posters. You get a single poster that's double-sided, so you have to choose who you want to display on any given day of the week.
Top Notch is the correct answer.
We're also at Pro Wrestling Tees. We got two new designs right there. Don't buy them now.
Yeah, wait and see if there's the WrestleMania sale.
We are just wait. Weeks away from WrestleMania, maybe even 1 week away.
It's a week from Sunday.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Do we know? Is that confirmed? Do we get an email? Oh, we got an email?
No, I mean, like, WrestleMania's... Oh, the sale or WrestleMania?
The WrestleMania sale.
Oh, sorry. I was talking about WrestleMania.
Oh, okay.
It's a week from Sunday.
It's a week from this coming Sunday.
Yes.
Which means that the sale might start...
If it is to
a
happen.
A week from,
we
like, yesterday.
Know.
Because it's, like,
we
all
don't
week.
Know. Yeah, we don't know if it's going to happen.
We don't know. We don't know.
Yeah. Cerberus and Chess is here. Quote, don't buy our merch.
Don't buy it.
Don't buy it. Yeah.
Wait.
Wait.
Save money.
Yeah, wait till the sale happens.
We'll be fine. Anyways, is that it?
I think so.
Can we go home now?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Let's go get some lunch first.
Yeah, that's a good idea. No, I had a fat breakfast this morning.
Oh, what'd you have?
Well, okay, so instead of having one breakfast sandwich, I had two.
English muffin and egg whites?
So I have a double fiber English muffin with an egg. And no, I don't do egg whites. I do an egg because the yolk's good for it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, like, some cheese on it. And I made two. Usually I make one, but by the time lunchtime comes around, like, you can hear an earthquake in my stomach.
Yeah.
So I had two of them.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to be good for a little while.
I had a sprouted wheat bagel with our cinnamon raisin bagel this morning.
Oh, okay.
And that was enough.
Cinnamon raisin.
So I had half a protein bar, and then I went to the gym and had a protein shake. That's all I've had today so far.
That's pretty good. It's a good spread.
Yeah.
Let's talk about SmackDown.
Yeah, I actually enjoyed the show.
There are a lot of good things to like here.
I kind of wish they had held off on this Daniel Bryan recap package. Not that it was bad, it was great. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if that's the strongest way to start a television program. Like, if they had started with Bob Roode coming out, and then right after that, come from commercial, play the Daniel Bryan package.
Yeah.
And just in terms of the flow of the show, in terms of capturing my attention, I don't know if a recap package is exactly the strongest way to start it.
Yeah, I fast-forwarded past the recap package. So, I'll be honest with you, it didn't bother me that much. Because here's the thing, I'm so used, now that I watch in a different way, and I do want to say this, so I've had people ask, hey, why don't you live tweet during Raw anymore? Simply put, I found a better way to watch the show. I hang out with my family during Raw. And that way I can actually, when I actually do watch Raw, I can actually pay attention to, like, the meat of it.
Yeah.
It does allow me to fast forward past recaps because, hey, guess what? I done watched all the shows. I don't need recaps. Sorry. I'm not going to sit there and watch them.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I mean, it's huge news.
I understand. No, I understand why they would do it.
Raw opens up with recaps.
Like, yeah. Well, I don't like that either.
Yeah, that bugs the crap out of me.
I want something to kick off the show that's new and fresh and that captures my attention immediately.
Yeah, I agree. Now's as good as any time to point that out. Oh, we should... No, we'll do that later. We'll do that on the NXT show.
What? Oh, that? Okay, presents, yeah.
Yeah. James from Couch Hop got us some presents.
Yeah.
We'll open. Find out what they are tomorrow. let's see here.
But the show, in-arena show, kicked off with a tag match... which saw Bob Roode and Randall Orton, opponents at WrestleMania, team up to take on Jinder Mahal and Sunil Singh.
But that was already made official, wasn't the triple threat?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, all those opponents. And so Jinder Mahal comes out and he says, Sunil Singh is injured. He had like a
neck brace,
on.
And due to a beatdown last week,
yeah,
he wasn't able to compete. Here, instead of, he called Sunil a tiger.
Yeah.
He said, I've traded in my tiger for a lion.
Yeah.
Of course, Rusev. Da,
dun, dun, da, dun, dun,
they call him the Lion of Bulgaria.
Da, 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 yeah. Rusev was Jinder's partner. Immediately, your thought was what? That Rusev was going to be added to the
match. Oh, I was saying, it must mean it's Rusev Day.
Well, every day is Rusev Day, man. Rusev looks really happy these days. No, that he's going to be out of the Fatal 4-Way, and that was proven out correct.
Yeah.
After the match, that's huge. Do you think he was added so he can win the thing and get his just rewards?
I would hope so, because I don't know otherwise why he was added. Other than just give him a prominent match on the Mania card, or I mean on the pre-show of Mania.
Yeah, on the kickoff show? Yeah.
But
it is weird to be adding it this late in the game.
I know.
But I mean it's such a who cares feud anyways.
I wonder if it's a situation where at first they're just gonna put him in the Andre Battle Royal and they thought, well, we have plans already for someone else to win it, so we don't have him in that just to get eliminated.
Yeah.
So we could add him to the US title match, have him involved in that, just not need a pin.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of protected. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, maybe.
I would like for him to win it, but something tells me Bob Roode's going to get it back.
This was a long tag match.
It really was.
It was a really long tag match. But yeah, it was Bobby Roode. I'm gonna say Bobby Roode and Randy Orton. You can keep on saying Bob Roode.
Bob Roode and Randall Orton.
Versus Jinder Mahal and Rusev. It was fun. It was fine. Not a lot of consequences there. Rusev.
Well, towards the end... was it Jinder pushed or hit Bob Roode?
And who fell into Randy Orton.
Kind of inadvertently gave him a double axe handle.
Yeah, and then Randy Orton got mad at Bob Roode.
And then gave him RKO.
Right.
That served as a bit of a distraction because then Orton turns around. Rusev gives him a machka kick, pins Randall Orton.
Mm-hmm. So that's cool. Rusev got the pin.
Yeah, so backstage... Jinder is celebrating the victory with Sunil Singh.
And he says, Rusev, I'm gonna give you a present for that. I'm going to get you some front row tickets to WrestleMania. You're going to have a blast. And he says, oh, that's very nice of you. But instead, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go talk to Daniel Bryan, and I'm going to have that triple threat match at WrestleMania for the U.S. title turn into a fatal four-way. Mm-hmm. And Aiden English said, it's going to be Rusev Mania.
Yeah. And Jinder wasn't happy about that.
No, he was very upset about that, and he told Sunil, take off that stupid neck brace.
Yeah.
He thought he had this, but he didn't have this. It backfired on him.
It did.
No, that's exciting. I don't know. I mean, so I kind of figured that Bobby Roode would go over at Mania 2 and pick that back up, or I figured, I'll put it this way. The one person I figured wouldn't be walking out of Mania with the U.S. title would be Randy Orton.
Yeah.
I figured that either Jinder would win it, and... that can lead to a Bobby Roode chasing Jinder Mahal thing, which I'd be okay with. It'd set up an instant story.
Mm-hmm.
Or like you said, or Bobby Roode would win it. So I don't know. Now that Rusev is thrown into the mix, I do think that WWE might want to see if they can milk more Rusev Day merchandise money out of this whole thing.
Yeah.
And I do think that one possible way to do that would be putting the U.S. title back on Rusev. The U.S. title, with the possible exception of Cena, in the past 10 years, hasn't been better than it was on when it was on Rusev.
His two U.S. title reigns were both great.
Were fantastic. Mm-hmm. I mean, who can forget him coming in on a tank at Mania?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, what, losing to Cena, probably?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did lose to Cena.
Bummer. So, I don't know. I kind of feel like Rusev might be, if nothing else, he throws a cloud of...
of doubt into the outcome of that match.
I mean,
leading into it, I would have assumed that Bob Roode was a shoe-in to win.
It makes total sense for him to be in this match, too.
Oh, it does.
He does not need to be in the Andre the Giant.
No.
I kind of appreciate that it's Rusev, and I don't know. I feel like they haven't really been doing a lot with Baron Corbin, who's going back into the battle royal. Him, the previous two winners, I noticed this on the WTF Moments over at Cultaholic.
Mm-hmm.
They're both back in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, so it's not like it really does much for you, does it? You
know? No.
You just get to... I mean, Mojo's story coming out of the Andre the Giant Battle Royal was that he wasn't getting any opportunities after winning the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
I mean, because of that, his win, that should have brought him opportunities. I mean, granted, that would mean ignoring what happened after all the previous winners won the match. But yeah.
Yeah.
He's got to carry around that giant trophy.
Which just seems like a pain.
Mm-hmm. Next, AJ Styles is backstage. His opponent at WrestleMania, Shinsuke Nakamura, approaches him and starts talking to AJ about his lack of confidence.
Uh-huh.
I'm happy they've managed to find a balance between... because for a while there, it seemed like Nakamura, they were kind of writing his backstage stuff to be a little too funny.
Yeah, I know. That's like the main problem. That's the main problem. Honestly, it's like my least favorite thing in the WWE are backstage scripted segments.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're so lame.
But I thought this was pretty good.
No, this one was good. I like this one. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
This good.
Because Nakamura was charming, and because he was charming, there was some laugh to be had, but he wasn't like jokey, haha,
right,
funny
like he had been
in previous months.
Yeah. So anyways, he says, he says he wants AJ in his corner.
Because he wants AJ at his best at Mania, and AJ says, oh, I want you at your best too. And then Nakamura says, yes, I want you in my corner for my match tonight against Shelton Benjamin. Mm-hmm. And AJ said, well, yeah, Chad Gable will probably be around, so sure, I'll do that for you.
I'll make sure. I'll be good. I like they're using AJ in creative ways instead of using him for matches.
Yes, because he might still be injured.
Yeah. Let's see here. Next up, we had a singles match in the women's division. Becky Lynch taking on Ruby Riott. Both these competitors will be in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
No, not that one.
Who? What? I'm sorry. The what, women? The
WrestleMania Women's Battle Royal.
And they showed off the trophy for it. Was that on Raw last night?
No, it was last night.
That
I
was
think.
On SmackDown.
Yeah.
And it's not pretty. How great would China look at
that? Like that? Oh, I know. That'd be great. It'd be fantastic.
Anyways,
decent match. It gave it a lot of time.
It was fun. It was mm-hmm. cool. I like mm-hmm. this match. This mm-hmm. is good. Becky Lynch got a win
with a roll up.
So she's on a win streak, and she was also voted in, right? Wasn't she the one voted in?
Mixed Match Challenge.
Yeah, they did.
Anyways, Becky wins with the roll up, and then the Riott Squad, Liv Morgan, Sarah Logan, attack. And then Becky gets the upper hand, tosses them both over the top rope.
Mm-hmm.
Is Becky right now the odds-on favorite to win this match?
No, it's going to be Sasha or Bayley.
You think so?
Oh, I don't know, unless they do the thing where they eliminate each other.
Mm-hmm. That's possible.
But if you want to give a lot of... if it's not them, it's Becky.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know, like, it's... She's... They need a story coming out of it.
Yes.
What story is she going to have coming out of that?
Yeah, I don't know.
At least if Bayley wins, sort of further proving her point that Sasha
can't beat her.
Can't go over
her. Yeah, I
get
that. But even if, say, they eliminate each other or something like that, they still have a story going out of the match.
Well, they're going to have a story regardless.
Yeah.
But there's extra stank on it. And on top of that, Raw's the A show. Do we have a favorite coming out of the Andre the Giant?
Oh, I'd have to look at the participants.
Baron is featured prominently.
Yeah.
The Revival want to be the first tag team to win it. That's not going to happen. So I don't know. Maybe they'll split them, like Raw and SmackDown.
That's entirely possible.
I'm trying to think who else in the Raw team. Like, if Elias is in it, I could see him possibly going over, but I hope he's not in it. He's bigger than that.
Oh, yeah.
Has Andre.
All right, here's confirmed participants thus far. Dolph, Baron, Mojo, Tyler, Breeze, Fandango, Ty Dillinger, The Revival, and Woken Matt Hardy.
All right. Out of all those names...
Man, Baron seems like the favorite.
You really think so? I would never call him a favorite for anything these days.
Based on the announced names here, yeah.
I would say Matt Hardy might be.
Well, maybe.
Because he's got... Dude, he just freaking main evented with the Ultimate Deletion. When's the last time Baron Corbin has sniffed a main event spot?
It's been a few months.
It's been a little while. So I don't know. I don't know. I get the feeling that it's going to be a big... Because here's the thing, man. They treat Sasha and Bayley in general so much better than they treat Becky. They have a much higher profile.
Yeah.
That's why I would suspect one of them... Look, it's going to be one of those three. Yes. You know that for a fact.
Yes.
Or, so I've narrowed it down to that. That's good.
Or they could do something like they with Baron Corbin, bring someone up from NXT.
Like Ember Moon.
Or Nikki Cross.
Ooh. Every time we want something big for Nikki Cross, they never do it.
Yeah, I know.
I think Bayley's going to win that thing, man.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
Bayley. I think it's going to be
Bayley. I think you're right, though. It's either Bayley, Sasha, or Becky. Those are the three front runners right now.
If you could pick, if it was your pick,
you've got the book.
Who would win?
Well, I'd create some storyline that would give Becky some momentum and have her win it. Because I don't think Sasha or Bayley need to win it to further their story.
Yeah. I'd have Kairi Sane win it.
Yeah, that's a good pick, too.
I just love her.
Yeah, she's great.
Or Shayna.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, but that's because I'm a huge mark for NXT. Daniel Bryan promo comes out, and he announces that it's going to be him and Shane. Oh, he says...
Well, there was like three...
So they're fired.
There was three iterations of Daniel Bryan during this promo, it felt like. At first, it was... Bryan Danielson, pretty much, thanking the fans for the support. Mm-hmm. And he says, well, I'm also GM. I have a job to do. So next we got GM Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
Where, you know, he spoke in a very businesslike manner
mm-hmm.
about, you know, firing them, why that was so, and then said, well, you know, I'm here as general manager still. This is still the land of opportunity, so I'm going to give Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn one more opportunity. Face me and Shane McMahon at Mania. If you win, you get your jobs back. And after that, he went into, I guess, impassioned.
WrestleMania 31, Daniel Bryan, yes, is what he went to.
Yeah.
He's wearing a new Daniel Bryan shirt,
yeah,
with his little new slogan.
And he's, you know, he was saying, you know, I being the an underdog, a role model, and general manager, there's certain things I shouldn't say, but to heck with that, I'm going to say it. Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, I'm going to beat your ass.
Yeah. The great thing is, too, he was talking about how in order to transition to that character, he said, you know, as a general manager, I have to do things like wear suits and coats and whatever the hell this thing is.
This blazer or cardigan, whatever the hell this thing is, to file paperwork and go to board meetings. And I'm tired of doing all that.
And he took that off and threw it down.
He should have dropped it elbow or put it in the S-lock.
I was like, number one, that cardigan looks super comfy. I wish I could get one.
It was like a cardigan blazer. I'd never seen anything like that.
And
lightweight,
it looked really nice on him. I thought it looked really nice on him.
Yeah, man.
Anyway, but he didn't like it. He just wanted to wear his shirt, man. Anyways, so let's talk about this. What a predicament that they're in. They're not going to be fired.
No, they'll go to Raw.
No, okay. Well, hold on a second. When they got fired, they were fired from the WWE.
Yeah, I understand that. They were fired by SmackDown general manager Daniel Bryan. So who's to say that Stephanie McMahon and the Raw after Mania can't come on TV and said, I'm going to re-sign them because they're too good to be wrestling in the indies.
They can write it however they want to write it. You're right. I agree. However, let's get creative.
Oh, Shane should totally turn heel.
Shane should turn heel?
Yeah, man.
What possible money? He got diverticulitis from a powerbomb, dude.
I know, but they're not going to turn Daniel Bryan heel.
Okay, so they're not. But what if they did? How freaking awesome would it be?
Pretty ballsy.
It would be. Here's the thing. Just because you're turning a guy heel doesn't mean you have to expect people to stop cheering for them,
yeah,
because that is off the table.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to stop cheering for Daniel Bryan.
Exactly.
But how much fun would a team, a heel team,
it'd be a lot of fun,
of Daniel Bryan, Sami Zayn, and Kevin. Can we just talk about that for a moment?
Sure, it'd be fun, but it's not going to happen.
It would be all the fun in the world.
It'd be tons of fun.
Daniel Bryan is at his happiest when he's a heel. He is, mm-hmm, when he was the big gold belt winner.
Yeah, yeah.
And he kept on like squeaking out these kind of cheatish
victories.
Yeah,
you could tell he was having a blast.
Oh my, he has so much fun doing that.
But I think with him just returning and the press has gotten,
it wouldn't make any sense in the world. Here's the problem. He turns on Shane and the crowd will totally eat it up and they'll turn on Shane.
Yeah.
He turns on anybody and they'll eat it up.
Yeah.
That's a massive problem if they want to do that. But I don't know, man. I think it'd be fantastic if he did. But you're probably right. That's probably what they're going to do. You're saying there's no chance that Daniel Bryan doesn't go over at WrestleMania?
Oh, he's going over.
He's got to go over, right?
Sami Zayn's tapping out to the yes lock.
Okay.
That's my call.
There you go. All right. I like it. There's a bonus point for you when we go to predictions. Man, I would love to see that, though.
Oh, it'd be great. That would be a ton of fun. It'd be shocking, especially if that match were to open a Mania.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be completely unpredictable.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing about Mania. Card seems very predictable. We're going to get some quality matches, but I don't really see a whole lot of surprises. Genuine surprises. There's matches that are kind of toss-ups, but I mean...
Right, yeah.
You know, I don't see Lesnar... successfully defending his universal title. I don't see that happening.
I don't see Asuka's streak being broken.
No.
How much of a toss up is Shinsuke AJ?
No, I think I'd be leaning towards Nakamura.
How much? In a percentage wise, out of 100?
70-30.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say 70 also.
Because I think, especially based on last night, I think how they've been handling Nakamura lately, the crowd has been responding to it.
I know, because it's been great.
Yeah.
It's been, last night was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Especially the segment after the main event was
exactly.
That was all really good stuff.
Yeah.
So I think if, now that he seems to be building some momentum going into Mania, it seems, mm-hmm, I won't quite say inevitable. Mm-hmm. Reigns winning is inevitable.
Yeah.
But it definitely seems more likely.
Yeah. Let's see here.
Next, we had a Shelton Benjamin, Chad Gable iPhone promo with all sorts of words popping up all over the place. Just stop doing it, please.
I don't like this. I don't
it's so distracting.
It's so annoying.
Just stop doing it.
Because I like these two also.
Yeah.
They're kind of underutilized.
Yeah, really. They really are.
Do you think they missed the... They should have pulled the trigger on a title run.
Mm-hmm. But I guess in their mind...
They should have pulled the trigger on a more creative, on a more satisfying creative build and then a title run. Because if they just gave them the titles like when they had the opportunity to, it would have been one of those things where it's like, okay, well, they just have the titles to have the titles.
Yeah, maybe.
And I'm not sure they would have gotten much out of it.
I agree with you on the creative aspect. For the longest time, it seemed like, well, they're kind of heels, but not really.
Oh, yeah. It was...
But I think the plan always was to have Bludgeon Brothers as top heel team going into Mania.
Mm-hmm.
And so even if Benjamin and Gable did win the belts, they would just probably be seen as transitional champions. Right, yeah. So then
after that, we found out it was made official.
Confirmed, Rusev added to the U.S. title match at Mania. It is now a fatal four-way. Happy Rusev Day.
We don't have anything going on with Rusev in our Steven Larson book Raw, right?
No, not right now.
Oh, man, what a bummer. Rusev Day. New Day versus Bludgeon Brothers.
Yeah, great promo before New Day to start things off.
Mm-hmm. They're in full WrestleMania mode, so they've got the passion.
Well, you know, they said their road to WrestleMania was blocked by garbage.
Yeah.
That garbage being Bludgeon Brothers.
Yeah.
And they're going to adopt this highway. That is the road to WrestleMania and clean the garbage off the highway by defeating Bludgeon Brothers that night, last night, tonight.
You know, like when Kramer adopted a highway.
In Widen the Lanes.
Yeah, Widen the Lanes.
It's caused chaos.
Cars just going everywhere.
That's the episode that ended with Newman's mail truck.
That's right, yeah.
Getting caught on fire.
Oh, that was a good one. Anyways, anyways, they had a match against the Bludgeon Brothers. It's descended into chaos. There was no winner here. It just descended into chaos, right?
Yeah. Well, no, they, you know, the Usos interfered.
Yeah, that's right.
So the Bludgeon Brothers won by DQ because the ref called for the bell. But New Day had the upper hand early on.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And Xavier Woods got some solid offense against Harper, I think.
Yeah, I have no idea why I don't remember a lot of this match. I just remember a lot of stuff.
It was pretty quick. Yeah. Xavier Woods got his offense in really early on.
All right.
And then some of outside the ring. By the time I got back in the ring, Bludgeon Brothers got the upper hand.
Yeah.
Rowan goes outside to get the hammers, and that's when the Usos come out to make the save. So the New Day don't get destroyed by Bludgeon Brother hammers. Then the New Day toss Bludgeon Brothers out of the ring, and then the Usos get in the face of the New Day, which I'm not sure why. If you're going to come out and make the save on the New Day, why are you going to get in their face and argue with them? Is it because they said they want the tag titles? But then if that's an issue for you, why not let the Bludgeon Brothers beat up New Day?
Here's a metaphor for you.
Huh?
This is the Uso Penitentiary. Prisons don't simply have two gangs, two sides, right? It's every gang for itself.
I understand that.
So it's like, but you're beefing with these people over here, but you're going to be beefing with these people over there. You're not cool with that.
But at the same time, like, how does it serve the Usos' interest to save the New Day from the Bludgeon Brothers attacking?
To be top dog in the yard.
Eh.
The proverbial, not Roman's yard, different yard.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, the Uso Penitentiary yard.
Yeah.
Were they
milled? I just thought it was
they
because
out for an
in
hour
the promo, the New Day dropped before the match. They said, well, you know, we want our titles back.
Is there anything scarier than, like, going to prison? That's got to be terrifying.
Oh, I'm sure it is. What about going to a war zone? That might be scarier.
I mean, prison kind of is a war zone, man. In my mind, anyway.
Yeah, it could be.
You seen Oz?
Yeah.
Oh, terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be horrible. So I don't know. Like in a war zone, you can still... No, a war zone is probably pretty bad, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all bad. Anyways.
I
mean, all I'd do if I went to prison, I would just ask for, like, you know, drawing privileges. But then you need a pencil to draw. I don't know if they want to give me a pencil.
Yeah, I know.
Hopefully, I'd be in minimum security for my tax evasion or securities fraud.
Yeah, something like that. Insider trading.
Exactly. Anyways,
so you can actually get a massage and stuff like that in your during your prison stay.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I want to be like the Goodfellas prison. Remember,
they're
spaghetti and stuff.
Yeah,
they look good, man.
So after the New Day toss the Bludgeon Brothers out, they get in the face with Uso, start arguing. Bludgeon Brothers get their hammers back, get back in the ring. Usos and New Day, they get out of there.
Yeah, it's just a mess.
Yeah, I didn't really quite understand. Everything.
This next match was sort of a showcase for the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
It was a comedy match, man.
Well, it was Tyler Breeze. Haven't seen, when's the last time we saw Fandango?
It's anyway. Been a while.
It's been a little while, right? And then versus Dolph Ziggler. And yeah, it was like you said, it was a comedy match.
Yeah, there was a spot where...
or Breezango. I meant to say Breezango.
Fandango was running Breeze... Sorry, Dolph was chase. No, it was the other way around, wasn't it? Anyway, Fandango spent about half the match doing laps around the ring.
Yeah, yeah,
so he thought Dolph was chasing him, but it wasn't the case.
Right.
Anyways, back in the ring, Tyler eats a zigzag. Dolph wins.
Mm-hmm.
And then... outside, Dolph is kind of admiring the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal Trophy.
Mm-hmm.
Fandango's just hanging around ringside, eats a super kick.
Yeah, he needs to be paying attention, man. He
really
needs
I know.
To be paying attention.
Did you catch Fandango's general thrusting towards the trophy before the match started?
Yeah. I love it. He's so great. I'm so glad that gif is on. I need to use it more often. The gif of him just going on overdrive with it.
Yeah.
Like, for some reason that day, he was just extra thrusty.
He wasn't shy about his thrusting it towards the trophy, I'll tell you what.
Oh, man. Next up, we had for our main event, we had Chaos Leader Shinsuke Nakamura versus Shelton X Benjamin from Suzuki-gun.
Yes, with former Bullet Club leader AJ Styles.
Correct.
In Nakamura's corner.
And Chad Gable there, too.
Yes.
The factionless Chad Gable.
Yes. This was a fun match.
This is a really good match. Shelton Benjamin totally deserves, for his wrestling like prowess alone, totally deserves to be a main eventer on SmackDown.
Oh, yeah.
I really do hope, man. I really do hope that if they're so close to it now that they use the if there's going to be a draft, they use the draft to just solidify and maybe formalize SmackDown Live as the wrestling place. Because they're so close to it right now, anyways.
I know.
And Shelton Benjamin, this match was just another.
It was a reminder that,
it was a reminder
Shelton
that
Benjamin is a fantastic wrestler.
Oh, my God. He's so good.
Mm-hmm.
He's so fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. We don't get to see it enough.
Mm-mm. I mean, both Benjamin and Gable are fantastic wrestlers.
Yeah.
Nakamura is a great wrestler.
Yeah.
AJ's a great wrestler. Owen Zane.
Daniel
Bryan.
Remember that run of matches that Chad Gable had with a couple of main eventers that were just off the hook?
Yeah.
And it's like, come on.
Yeah, we want to see that more often.
It was, they did the same thing with Jason Jordan over on Raw.
Yeah.
And then they gave him that personality, which was fine. But anyways, this is a really fun match. Nakamura went over with a Kinshasa.
Yeah.
And
then he grabs a mic. He calls AJ into the ring.
And he says, AJ, I was lying.
I don't need your help.
I didn't bring you out here because I needed your help. I brought you out here so you could see up close and personal how you're going to lose at WrestleMania.
And AJ kind of loses his mind a little bit.
Yeah.
This is why you brought me out here?
Yeah.
And
is he playing games?
Yeah.
I'm not playing games.
Yeah.
My world title.
Nakamura says, and this is why you're going to lose at Mania, because you're too emotional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He says, and I'm...
Yeah. Right as he finishes up, Gable and Benjamin attack AJ. Nakamura makes the save, gets him out of the ring. AJ's getting up off the mat. Nakamura acts like he's going to give him a Kinshasa.
Mm-hmm.
Runs up to him, jumps, stops.
Yeah.
And just says, knee to face, and kind of pats him on the head.
Oh.
It was so good.
I loved it.
It was good.
I loved it. It was the best Nakamura we've seen since his arrival.
On the main roster.
On the main roster. I thought it was fantastic. I mean, we're going to get the match. That's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
The build has been crap. But hey, this and then next week's go home. If they hit it out of the park next week,
yeah,
good.
Be excited enough. We know the match will be good, and I'm just hoping that whatever AJ's injury is,
mm-hmm.
is not significant enough to, hamper his ability to perform.
I didn't notice like much.
No,
more
I
than
look.
That.
I looked too to see if he was limping at all when he ran, because he pulled Gable off the ring gate.
Yeah.
I didn't notice any limping or anything.
Me neither. So hopefully he's fine. I mean, it's super smart of them to just keep him on ice until Mania.
He was in the dark match afterwards, but I don't know if he did a whole lot.
I know he didn't. He
counted the pinfall.
I know. He took Danilo the ref's shirt off and put it over his neck.
Yeah.
His own neck.
And then Danilo
delivered a super kick along, like stereo super kicks with
the Usos.
The Usos. That's right. On Aiden English, Rusev, and whoever there. It's probably
Baron.
Baron. Okay. And then he counted. He like jumped over them to do the big dramatic
pinfall count.
And yeah, the pinfall count. So that was cool.
And apparently he's back doing house shows, but just in tag matches, limited duty.
Dude, just no duty. I mean, I don't know. Maybe these guys like
being. They kind of have to.
I know, but and maybe they like to keep. You know, it keeps them loose and it keeps them. Mm-hmm. You know, sharp or whatever. So mm-hmm. I don't know. I trust his judgment.
Yeah, he's been doing it for a long time.
I'm just saying, we're really close. We're really close.
I know. No major injuries, please.
No, nothing.
No.
Anyways,
it's all in all a fun episode of SmackDown Live Television.
Yeah, no, it was good. I mean, it's been. I'm glad that it's not going there with a whimper.
Yeah.
You know,
The top notch super beast Slow Wolf. What are the chances of every title changing hands at Mania?
Okay, so I somebody mentioned this when they were talking about the titles changing on Twitter. I was having a conversation with I forget who. And last year, I believe, I'm not mistaken, out of 8 title matches, 5 changes happened.
Okay,
3 did not.
All right,
so let's load up
the card
for this year and let's decide.
Well, we don't have to decide because this isn't our predictions video.
No, I know, but our predictions video still has to be informed by next week's go.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So as of now, let's start off with the main event, which will probably be the main event, I should say. Universal title match. Reigns is totally winning that belt. That's one title change.
That's for sure, yeah.
AJ versus Nakamura.
Chances are
Nakamura.
Yeah.
Miz versus Rollins versus Balor.
If we had to choose, let's see, hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There are 9 title matches right now. If we had to choose, let's say 4
to retain?
To retain? That would be on there.
Yeah, I would say if we're picking 4 to retain, Miz.
It'd be Intercontinental. It'd probably be, if we had to pick 4, United States would have to be on there.
Yeah.
Okay, it's 8. It's 8 because of Cruiserweight Championship. Let's choose 3.
All right, Miz. I could see somehow it's entirely possible that Bliss will retain.
Okay, all right.
And then maybe Orton because Asuka's going to beat Flair.
Yeah.
Strowman will probably beat
the Bar. The Bludgeon Brothers are definitely going over.
Yeah.
Strowman and his partner's going over for sure. Asuka's going over for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I would say Roman and Shinsuke are the next two likely. Mm-hmm. So I could see the Miz. I could see Orton.
Yeah.
Although I know I said earlier, but yeah, I mean, you know, it's
Orton at Mania.
Well, okay, so I'll tell you this one.
It wouldn't be a shock if he won.
Yeah. One of these things is going to happen. The United States Championship or the Intercontinental Championship are going to be retained at Mania. It could be both of them. One of them is going to change hands next night, mm-hmm. either on Raw or SmackDown. Mm-hmm. That's going to happen.
Yeah, entirely possible.
So, like, by the end of that week, we'll have a new United States or Intercontinental. But will they change hands at Mania? Maybe not.
At least 60% of the titles will change hands.
Who fought for the United States title last year?
It was Jericho and Owens.
And that changed hands, right?
No, I think Owens retained.
Okay, all right. Oh, and then didn't Jericho win it like the next night or something? I don't know.
He won it at Payback.
Okay.
And then dropped it next SmackDown.
Very well.
I remember Jericho was champ going into it. Anyways, Owens left Mania last year as U.S. champ. Robert Chacon, hey friend, those power rank worst stables to come out of WWE.
Worst stables?
And he says hopefully Riot Squad is on that list. I don't think Riot Squad is the worst stable.
No,
it's not.
I mean, worst. They're a very middle of the pack stable, but I wouldn't. This is easy. What? I'm sorry. This is so easy. What? I can't believe we didn't say it off the bat.
What?
X Factor.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah.
Nothing noteworthy there.
Yeah. Ivan Ramos, do you see Rusev winning the U.S. belt at Mania? It's possible.
I don't know.
We have one more week.
I'll say this. Every man, in my opinion, gets a 25% chance. Yeah. I have no idea.
Yeah. Baron the Cat Taxidermist, if Daniel Bryan announcing Shane as his tag team partner doesn't telegraph that the writing team hasn't figured out anything yet, I don't know what does. Name some other times at WWE where the writers couldn't recover from last-minute changes. Well, Daniel Bryan also mentioned, and I forgot to mention this, that Shane was hospitalized, so his status was kind of up in the air, but he said, I have it under, you know, like, good authority or something, that odds are good that he'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
Yeah, and so... Apparently diverticulitis, it's a pretty wide spectrum in terms of how severe it can be. Not they're not all Brock Lesnar, we're about to die status.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Matt Rusin. Am I the only one who is happy that commentary actually acknowledged the past Rusev and Jinder's past as a tag team?
No, I was happy about that too.
Yeah, I know. It is nice when they... Oh, what a great name. Booby Booby Bum Bum. Asked if Shane can't make it to Mania, let's say diverticulitis flares up.
Or he has some sort of hernia too and apparently had an infection.
If he's just a mess.
Yeah, if he can't do it.
Nate, who are the best possible tag team partners Brian can have?
Oh, what about Samoa Joe?
I was literally about to say that.
Oh, man, how great would that be?
I was literally about to say that. That would be fantastic.
Yes.
That'd be great.
Samoa Joe would be tops on my list.
Give me a faction with... Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Samoa Joe, and Daniel Bryan. Are you kidding me?
That would be great.
Boy, that'd be something else.
Charles Sips, hey, friendos, while they are both important, which is more important, a great Mania build or a great Mania match? I think it'd be the match.
Oh, match for sure, yeah.
A great match can make up for a lackluster build.
Like, I don't remember what the Goldberg-Brock Lesnar build was for 20. Doesn't matter because that match was absolute garbage.
How many times have we seen with takeovers where we go into it and say, the build wasn't that great, but
yeah,
the matches
point.
Deliver. So
that's
long as the matches deliver, that's what's really important.
That's a good question. Baron the Cat Taxidermist. Who do you feel in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal or the Women's Battle Royal deserve to be in their own program and not in the Rumble? Sasha and Bayley are the obvious answers.
Yeah, and Becky.
I would also say this. I would say Absolution. I kind of wanted something a little bit more for them. I know it's already a stacked card, but, you know, I kind of wanted something a bit more for them.
No, but I agree.
That's what it is. I thought for sure it was going to be a tag match.
Jeff Maruyama, Power Rank Vehicles, Rusev can ride to the ring for his U.S. title match. He had, of course, rode a tank, WrestleMania 31.
So, like, maybe a military Jeep?
Airwolf.
Oh, okay. Your answer is way better than mine.
I don't know how they'll pull that off in a domed stadium.
Because I feel like, you remember, do you ever see the movie Catch-22?
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's a funny movie.
Yeah.
It's so underrated. But, like, I don't know. I kind of see him. He should show up in, like, sort of an Orson Welles-ish general gear.
Okay, okay.
Not a Christopher Daniels general gear. I'm not a huge fan of that.
No, nor am I.
Greens, man. Greens, not grays.
CM Punk finds it insulting. Power rank current wrestlers that'll oddly run for political office in 20 years. He says Baron Corbin.
Hey, do you like us government? I can run us government. I can be us senator or us man.
Or us representative.
Do you want to be man? Do you want me?
Or us president.
To be man of Congress? Yes, you do. When you're in the booth, vote me.
Press button with my name next to it.
Press button. Oh, man.
I wouldn't be surprised if Daniel Bryan ran for local political office.
Yeah, maybe like school board.
Yeah, something.
PTA president.
Or just like city councilman or something like that.
City councilman Daniel Bryan?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to remember who, if anybody back... Dolph. Dolph is, he's into the politics stuff. Hasn't he done stuff for, like, Fox News? That's perfect. Oh, man. Anyways.
Mayor of Planet Houston.
Mayor of Planet Houston.
Which is better, the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal or the New Japan Rumble?
Oh, the New Japan Rumble.
Yeah.
It's the New Japan, because I don't know half the people in it.
I know.
I didn't even know the fellow who won it this
past
year.
Yeah, I know, until I read up on his history.
I read up on his history, and it's like, that's very heartwarming, but I had no idea who that guy was.
Yeah, same.
It's the New Japan Rumble. Give me a break. Here's the thing. The New Japan Rumble got me so hyped for my first Wrestle Kingdom.
Yeah.
When I was watching it that night, I was like, oh, cool. They're starting off with a low card Rumble, and it was just like Billy Gunn was out there. It was the most random selection of people. So yeah, it's the New Japan Rumble.
Nemo, if you think about it, there are 16 WrestleMania debuts this year.
Whoa. Wow.
8 of them are in high profile matches. My question is, power rank the best Mania debuts.
Ooh, man. Gee whiz. Man, I'm really trying to think here. What was Undertaker's Mania debut?
Oh, I don't remember.
Because he debuted at
Survivor Series.
Yeah. Oh, so it would have been, was it Survivor Series 90?
Yeah, I think so. 90 or 91.
Let's see here. Oh, the Undertaker defeated Jimmy Snuka.
Was Lesnar's first Mania the one where he has a match against Angle?
Jeez, was it? What was that, 19 or 20?
That was 19.
19. Brock Lesnar defeated Kurt Angle. Let's see if he was at... Was he at the one prior to that? Because that would be the answer right there. X8. Yeah, that might actually be Brock Lesnar. Because, yeah, that was his WrestleMania debut.
And he won the title.
And he won the title.
His first WrestleMania.
In a classic match.
Yeah.
So, ding, 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 we have our winner.
Hooray! Tommy T, hey, friendos, who are some wrestlers that you believe are timeless? For example, while I love Stone Cold, I think he was very much a product of the late 90s, while I think Rock and Shawn Michaels would be top guys no matter what time period you put them in.
You know, that... Nobody's quite as manly as Stone Cold, are they? As legitimately gruff.
Yeah.
Because I think of Stone Cold back then, and he was like younger than we are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not nearly as manly as that guy was, or as intense.
So I think the Stone Cold gimmick would work fine now.
Oh, dude, Stone Cold was an all-time talker.
Yeah, yeah, but you know they'd toned down the coarser language.
Well, yeah.
And, you know, all the middle fingers.
But, the intensity would be the thing.
Yeah,
that's always the thing.
Well, that's really what's at heart of the character. Yeah. And I think that would do just fine today.
Yeah. Anyways, what's the question?
Timeless. Timeless wrestlers.
How well would Cena have gone over in the Attitude Era? I think he would have adapted. Thugonomic Cena probably would have been fine.
Yeah.
But like Cena now sort of adapted for the PG era.
He would have been the leader of Right to Censor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. Undertaker. Timeless.
Yeah.
Because he's like still doing it.
Yeah, I know.
I was going to say, you know who I don't think is timeless? Bret Hart. Because I kind of feel like he's not. Bret Hart was designed specifically for the year 1995.
Oh, I'd say 1993.
Okay, there you go.
Nightcrawler. Hey, Larson, this question is for you. So Steve Austin started wrecking his boss after his boss wanted him to wait to be medically cleared to wrestle, while Steve here just wanted to wreck his boss for the sake of it. My question is, in the end, which Steve is more heel when you really think about it?
I mean, Austin had plenty of reasons, and his boss was like a jacked jerk.
Yeah.
My bosses were generally frail old women.
So you're the greater heel in this situation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Easily.
Man. I was like, hey, man, you want my time card? I'll give you. I've got my two friends, Time and Cod.
Doesn't really make a ton of sense. But anyways, I get your point.
It was a Tyler Bate thing.
No, I know that. Time? Why would you name him Time and Card?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Is you kind of didn't really
just go with
work
the flow,
there.
Man.
It didn't really work there. Johnny Ireland. So my question is a top five. Top
Johnny
five
Ireland
partners for Daniel Bryan if Shane cannot do it.
We already do that.
Well, we said Samoa Joe.
Samoa Joe, number one.
He mentions Chris Jericho. I would say Samoa Joe. I'd put Kane on that list.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
That's
a good one.
CM Punk.
Okay, sure. Why not? Minoru Suzuki. Why not?
Sure, yeah, great idea. Zack Sabre Jr.
There you go. That's my favorite part in that Meltzer piece on Daniel Bryan coming back last week was when he mentioned that Daniel Bryan wanted to form a was it like a vegetarian submission tag team with Zack Sabre Jr.?
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh, that'd been great. That might have been the greatest tag team in the world.
Probably.
Joe Shea, think of pre-show matches at WrestleMania. Which past WrestleMania pre-show match belonged on the main card the most? And I think Quinn Fuller here has a correct answer. Neville versus Austin Aries last year.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Also, they had Baron versus Dean Ambrose in a really lackluster match on the pre-show. And I was like, their build was pretty decent. And then they were given that stinker match on the kickoff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I kind of feel like all title matches should be on the main card.
I agreed completely.
Nicholas Grosskirth. Both AJ and Nakamura have said publicly they want to face Daniel Bryan. Regardless who wins at Mania, will Daniel Bryan be the number one contender to the WWE Championship by SummerSlam? I'll say yes.
Yeah, probably, right? Probably. I mean, they have no choice but to push him hard, assuming that, you know, he comes out of his Mania match. Assuming that his impact testings go fine. Then
yes, between now and SummerSlam, yes.
But yeah, absolutely. Let's see here.
Colin, do you think Daniel Bryan doubling down on Shane being ready to go to WrestleMania or ready to go by WrestleMania is a swerve to get Owens and Zayn to accept the challenge? And right before the match starts, Daniel says, "So Shane has not been cleared, but I found a new partner and announced a return or NXT call-up." Sure. I don't know if it's him doubling down on it. I just think because he put the caveat when he issued the challenge that Shane was still dealing with health issues, and he just fought.
I don't think that's why he was doubling down on it.
No. Oh man, what if Johnny Gargano was Daniel Bryan's partner?
I would love that, but I want Gargano to be in a massively long Ciampa thing.
Oh, agreed. Samoa Joe's best answer.
Samoa Joe is the best answer. Yeah, are you kidding me? That'd be fantastic. Jason, the Undisputed King. He says, if you could bring back a former WWE talent, he says, for next year's game. I don't know what that means.
For 2K19.
Oh, for next year's game. Okay. Okay. Yeah, there you go. He says, who would it be? He says, I vote for Taz.
I think right now Daniel Bryan's a good, decent bet to be on the cover of that game. I know he was a couple years back, but if his return goes well,
I know.
I would not be shocked.
You know who needs to be on the cover? AJ.
Yeah.
AJ's got to be on that cover, either AJ or Asuka. Mm-hmm. But I think AJ needs to be on that cover. And it wouldn't surprise me at all if he was. Taz is good. Taz needs to be in the game.
Oh, that'd be great.
That would be really cool. I'd like to see Taz. Who else? You think Jeff Jarrett's going to be in the game?
Oh, he could be.
Probably.
Not in the cover, but he could be in the game.
I'd play as Jeff Jarrett. We could do some fun stuff with Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah.
Bring him into Steven Larson Booker.
Yeah.
Do like a Rollins. Oh, what?
Rey Mysterio.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That'd be cool.
I know he said he wants to have a match in New Japan before he goes to WWE.
Uh-huh.
So it might be a little bit, but...
Yeah.
Could be Mysterio. As like a pre-order bonus.
Uh-huh. That'd be cool. I'd be down with that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Oh, no.
Richard Nason, with Shinsuke playing mind games with AJ this week, will AJ try to get inside Nakamura's head next week, or will they be put in a tag match against Gable and Shelton? Could I answer yes to both those?
Yeah, I could say I'd say yes to both those. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
They picked two good guys to, if they're going to keep up with a Shelton and Chad Gable thing.
Yeah,
I'm glad they're getting some spotlight here. Bronze grappling hook. With all the face versus face matches at Mania, what are the chances we see any heel turns and by whom?
I'd be surprised if we saw any heel turns maybe the night after or the two nights after on Raw or SmackDown.
Yeah.
But I guess if there is any heel turn, maybe Daniel Bryan.
Matches.
Though I'm incredibly skeptical that's going to happen.
Let's see here. I don't really feel like there's any room for...
Mm-mm. Larson's black cat stepfather, while you think about it. If we get a draft after Mania, do you think everyone on Raw will consider SmackDown a demotion due to the fact that it's considered to be the B show? I hope not. I hope they'd consider it a challenge to raise the profile.
What's that? What?
People get drafted from Raw to SmackDown, where they consider it a demotion since it's seen as the B show. And I'm saying I hope not. I hope they would consider it a challenge due to their presence on SmackDown, raise the profile of the show.
Okay, so let's take two. Look, so like Aleister Black. I don't know. I kind of feel like they need to not worry about being on the B show. They need to worry about being A players. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like if for some reason they say, hey, Aleister Black, we're going to ship you to SmackDown. I have a really hard time believing, given everything Triple H and Michael Cole have said about Aleister Black, that it would be because, oh, we don't think you're like raw material.
They'd think, oh, this is a guy we can build SmackDown around.
SmackDown around.
He'd be a foundational piece of the show.
Right, exactly. I would be more concerned about that. Like if they sent Authors of Pain, like Authors of Pain just feel right to be on Raw.
Yeah. Whereas I think Sanity could fit in with SmackDown really well.
Yeah, I think so too, yeah. So no, I don't see any room for like heel turns though.
No, I don't
like
either.
It's not like one of the New Day are gonna drop the New Day and join the Usos or join the Bludgeon Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Daniel Bryan's probably the most likely, but I don't see that as likely at all. You know, the only real true face in the U.S. title match is Bobby Roode, because Randy Orton goes around RKOing people. It's not really a face thing. There's not going to be a double turn with Alexa Bliss and Nia Jax.
Nope. Guy Fieri's pierced nipples.
Nice.
With Miz and Asuka versus Bob Roode and Charlotte against each other at the Mixed Match Challenge, will that kind of ruin the WrestleMania match with Asuka going over on both matches, or will she lose in the Mixed Match Challenge by Miz getting pinned, so in a way won't count to her losing streak? They've already established that if she loses, I think, in Mixed Match Challenge, that'd be the end of her losing streak.
Miz eats the pin.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's going to win both matches.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Mixed Match Challenge isn't canon. It's not like, I mean, it's canon enough to count as the streak.
Yeah.
But it's not.
And also, I mean, I'm assuming Charlotte will be back in time for the finals.
Mm-hmm.
But in the event she's not, then it's, I assume Becky Lynch would still be there taking her place.
Yeah, I imagine so.
Yeah, but Asuka and Miz are winning the finals. They're winning the whole thing.
All right, you ready for...
Yeah. Trivia.
What's their charity? Do you know?
I think it's dog-oriented or animal-oriented, like animal rescue.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, man, that makes me very happy. Not that I don't like kids, because I like kids' charities, too. I like all charities. Charities are all good. Anyways.
Are you starting with modern era or classic?
Let's go, yeah, modern era.
All right. After you. Oh, we've had this card before.
What former WWE champion is often credited with the idea behind WWE's annual Tribute to the Troops show?
JBL.
This is all my idea. My name is JBL.
JBL. Who defeated John Cena in a New York City parking lot brawl in 2008 Great American Bash? By the way, full disclosure, I switched these out because we just had this card.
All right, fine.
So we'll save that for chat trivia.
No, that's okay. A parking lot brawl at 2008, what?
Great American Bash.
Great American Bash, 2008, John Cena, parking lot brawl.
That's right.
Shoot, I don't know. Let's see, 2008. I'll say Randy Orton.
JBL.
Oh, well. They were still going at it in 2008?
Guess so.
Jeez. Championships. Who won the ECW championship in the Extreme Elimination Chamber match at 2006's December to Dismember?
I believe it was Bobby Lashley.
You believe correctly. Good job.
Who won his first World Heavyweight Championship at Extreme Rules 2011, only to lose it to Randy Orton less than a week later?
Christian!
Correct.
At last, you are champion! Superstar bio. Who did Paul Heyman draft from SmackDown for the newly formed ECW brand in May 2006?
Ooh, Big Show?
Kurt Angle.
Damn. What WWE superstar created the cult hit weekly YouTube show Z True Long Island Story in 2011?
Oh, you didn't? No. Woo, woo, woo.
There you go.
Zack Ryder. Big events in the classic era.
Classic.
Who teamed with the Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase to face Hulk Hogan and Randy Savage in the main event of the first SummerSlam in 1988?
Who teamed with DiBiase?
Correct. to face Hogan and Randy Savage. Oh, yeah.
Is it Andre?
Yeah.
What former baseball player and announcer was a guest interview at WrestleMania 3 and 4 and was famously choked by Andre the Giant?
Mr. Belvedere. I mean, Bob Uecker.
Yeah, Mr. Belvedere. That wasn't his name. That was the butler's name. Get it right.
Thank you for correcting me on that. Championships. Against what longtime rival did Bret the Hitman Hart defend the WWE Championship at Survivor Series 1992 when I broke his ankle and stood over him and said, fuck you?
That'd be Shawn Michaels.
Very good.
Who defeated Shawn Michaels for the WWE Championship at Survivor Series 1996?
Bret Hart.
Sid.
Okay. Superstar bio. What superstar stole Undertaker's urn at WrestleMania 11 and melted it down to turn it into a gold necklace?
Oh. Shoot. I don't remember.
He was a fighting machine.
Oh, comma.
Yeah, comma.
Last question. Who initially served as Bam Bam Bigelow's manager when he debuted in WWE in 1987?
Oh, man. I forget who.
Oliver Humperdinck.
I know that name, but yeah.
I won.
Not sad about that. You get one.
Wendy Richter.
Pretty lame, Milhouse.
Here are our prizes for Chat Trivia Day. John Cena.
Oh, you can't go wrong. John Cena.
And Michael Cole.
Oh, nice. The architect of NXT himself, Michael
yes.
Cole. All right, cool. Anyways, that's it for the show. Let's get some out music.
Yeah.
Thank you, Hilton. Anyways, that's it for the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. And until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.